Welcome to Outside the Bounds, Elevating Life Through Scriptural Meditation. Thank you for joining me today. Go ahead and start by getting in a seated, comfortable position and turning your attention to your breath. Today we'll inhale to count of five and exhale to the count of three. Inhale, one, two, three, four, five, and exhale, one, two, three. Inhale, one, two, three, four, five, and exhale, one, two, three. Inhale, one, two, three, four, five, and exhale, one, two, three. Now allow yourself to turn your energy and focus to the crown of your head and envisioning the crown of your head opening, ready to receive whatever inspiration, guidance you may need today. And as we take a moment here at the crown of your head, allowing it to open, I'll read our scripture for today. It's found in Matthew chapter 20, verse 22. Says, but Jesus answered and said, ye know not what ye ask. Are ye able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of, and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They say unto him, we are able. Go ahead and finish allowing your crown to open. And once you do that, I invite you to find a space, place that is peaceful, restful for you to go to today for a few moments, wherever that might be, and allow yourself to go to that place now, leaving your physical body for the next few moments, knowing it will be completely safe, secure where it's at, and just giving all your attention and energy to this place of peace. And as you are in this restful space, once again, I invite you to envision a conduit of light that connects from heaven directly with the crown of your head. And knowing that this is your personal connection, your personal pathway to God. And just go ahead and take a moment and see that light connecting with the crown of your head. And just feeling the warmth and the love that exists within this light. Knowing that you are completely surrounded by love and that this is accessible whenever you need it. And going back to our scripture for today, I want to focus for a moment on the word baptism. And today we're not talking about like the singular event of being baptized, but another definition of the word baptized is sufferings. And in this verse, specifically speaking of the sufferings that Christ experienced in his journey on this earth. And I'm going to invite you to, instead of thinking of the word suffering as in pain, many times in the scriptures, the word suffering can also mean allow, to allow. And as you are standing here, embraced in this light, thinking about the baptism, the suffering, the experiences that you allow yourself to go through in your life in order to be cleansed, refined, transformed. And I just invite you to take these moments to just observe your life and observe the experiences that you have gone through in your life. And what you have allowed, and how these experiences have cleansed and refined you. In everything we experience, there's a perspective that we see these experiences from here on earth. And then there's God's perspective. And we can ask and seek to see the experiences that we go through from his perspective, not getting weighed down in negative emotion that we all know exists. We have the choice, and we can let go of negative emotion and see from God's perspective. I invite you to just take a couple more moments to observe your life and everything that you've gone through, or whatever experiences from your life that might be surfacing for you right now. And I invite you to ask God to help you see and understand more from his perspective. You might be able to let go of negative emotion that you might be still carrying from certain experiences. Just go ahead and take a moment. And as you're receiving these things, I invite you to express gratitude and thanks for all that you've experienced in your life. God has the power to make everything that we experience work together for our good, even if the experience at some point did not seem like a good experience. Everything works together for our good. And so I just invite you to take one last moment to receive anything else that you might need today.
Dogs, all dressed up by Exist Publishing.
bringing all this love and light that you have felt back with you to your body. Just allowing your body to absorb it as well. Your body is part of your soul, and your body is working its best to help your spirit in whatever you are working towards. And returning to your breath, inhaling 1, 2, 3, 4, and exhaling 1, 2, 3, 4, inhaling 1, 2, 3, 4, and exhaling 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you so much for joining me today. I invite you to record whatever inspiration you received today, whatever came to you in this meditation, record it in some way so that you can go back and remember. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day.